All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, Monday morning with the Musers. During Muse and the News this morning, Gordo had the story of the 90-year-old tortoise from the Galapagos Islands that gave birth or laid some eggs at the Philadelphia Zoo, a very old mother at the age of 90. And we wondered if the Touchdown Brothers, Philadelphia All Sports Radio, would be talking about that, since that's the big news story in Philly this morning.
Yeah, but they just talk sports, though. I seriously doubt they're going to talk about this.
Well, why don't we tune in and see? Let's eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and the Touchdown Brothers.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
All right, thanks, Bob. As always, Bob. That's Substack's own Bob Sturm. That was some great stuff. I didn't realize he hated the Packers and organized religion so much.
Yeah,
no, that was quite a rant he went on there. A few F-bombs. We had to dump him. But I'm glad he felt so comfortable with this. What's that, Anthony? It's our producer, Anthony.
Yeah, so works for sports radio in Dallas, the ticket.
Anthony, first of all stop coming on the air. Second of all, you booked a guy
from Dallas
who works at the ticket in Dallas?
Oh, I'm so sick of
Anthony?
I'm so sick of hearing about the ticket.
That radio station sucks
for one thing.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that their morning show went from 4.5 hours a day down to three?
Yeah.
What a bunch of P words. What a bunch of P words. I can't believe they only do 3 hours now.
Yeah, but you guys only do 2.5 hours.
Anthony, I swear to God,
if you come on the air
one more time, I'm about to take your human nuts and put them in a metal voice and then shoot you in the face. I swear to God, Anthony, I will kick you in the neck while stabbing
you. Sick of that. And you know what?
All right?
I don't even know why we're spending so much time talking about the NFL draft, because the Eagles picked last in the first round. They don't need anybody.
Yeah, they don't need him. Why are we talking draft? All right, you got the Touchdown Brothers here. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. We need to thank last hour's guest. It was very nice of Frank Caliendo to sit in for an hour.
Yeah, he's funny.
That was great.
He's funny.
Also, Dane Brugler. Wow. He came on to talk about the NFL draft and his favorite Andy Reid memories.
Yeah, that was good.
That was quite a story. When he was a kid, he and his mom went to go see Andy Reid at some training camp, and Andy Reid pitchforked him in the neck.
Yeah,
his mom
weird.
In the neck. It was
that
a weird,
weird
deal.
Weird story.
But anyway,
but again, enough of the NFL draft. The Eagles hardly lost anybody.
You lost three defensive starters.
What?
I swear, Anthony,
shut your mic off.
I don't care they lost three defensive starters. It doesn't matter.
Did they lose Saquon Barkley, Anthony? Did they lose Jalen Hurts?
No.
All right. By the way, we are still celebrating the Eagles Super Bowl victory. Don't forget, today's parade will be downtown in front of the Rocky statue.
Yeah, right there. Bottom of the steps.
Still doing it.
Hey, it's a good time to be in Philly, you know? I mean, we're still celebrating that. The Phillies are 7-2. I think that's the best record
in major leagues.
Rangers are 8-2.
What?
The Rangers are 8-2.
Swear to God, Anthony.
And bring up another team from Texas.
Nobody cares what you have to say, Anthony. All right, it's 9:44 here in the morning here. And
right,
as we do every Monday.
What do you want to talk about?
9:44, we gotta talk about zoo happenings. It's a sponsored segment. We have no choice. We have to do zoo happenings.
I'm
at 9:44. It's a sponsor.
What are we talking about this week?
So over the weekend, I went to the Philadelphia Zoo to go see the tortoise.
The what?
Did you hear about this? Did you see the story?
It's a turtle.
Of the Galapagos tortoise.
It's a stupid turtle.
That became a mommy at the age of 95. I cannot believe this.
Well, what's the
I mean, I've been with some old broads before, but this is ridiculous. I mean, how much Astroglide did that man turtle have to use to be with that the girl tortoise?
It's a turtle. I mean, what's the turtle's name?
Mommy.
What? I know it became a mommy, but what's its name?
No. The name is Mommy.
Mommy?
They named it Mommy.
Turtle's name?
The turtle's name is Mommy, and this was well before that it became a Mommy. I mean, they named it that when it was like a baby tortoise.
That's the dumbest thing I've
ever heard. Crazy, but man, you ought to see some of our listeners sent me some stuff.
Yeah?
I mean, sent me some of our content on OnlyShells.
Not bad.
It's pretty graphic stuff.
Okay.
Pretty graphic stuff.
Okay, maybe I need to get into this.
It's amazing stuff.
Maybe I need to get into this.
All right, you know, for instant tortoise reaction, we go to the phones. And let's go to, let's see, should we go to Eugene? We can do him. We can do Mikey.
Go to line two. Go to line two.
Go to line two. Okay, let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Nuts Now Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? All right, Sal. Well, check this out. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little depressed this morning because now we have a 90-year-old turtle having sexes when 27-year-old Sal in South Philly's can't even have sexes.
Well, you know, I mean, you gotta put yourself out
there, Sal.
I mean, you gotta get out of the basement, you know? I mean, you gotta.
Yeah. Hayes, I got a couple turtles jokes for you two's guys.
Okay.
Hayes, everybody's. Do you knows who's as slow as a turtle's?
No. Who's that, Sal?
Dax Prescott's of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's great. That one actually is funny. That is actually a very funny joke. I really actually, that is, I'm serious.
Hey, everybody's. Do you know who's as slow as a turtle's?
Who's that?
Yeah, was that sound like it?
CD's lambs.
He's actually killing it today.
He's never open.
He's actually, I mean, this is unbelievable.
He's spot on.
He's really...
Hey, everybody's.
Uh-oh.
Do you know who's as slow as a turtle's? Jerry's Jones is. Hey, do the cowgirls suck or what?
Coming up next, Justin Montemayor comes on to talk about his one-man show called Stumping for Ron Jaworski, A Personal Journey. That's next.
That's not
on a Touchdown Brother.
Well, son of a gun, they talked about the tortoise.
Actually did talk.
Yeah.
About the tortoise.
Yes, it is big news in Philly.
I owe you an apology.
All right.